Welcome to the Career Christian Podcast. My name is Melody Ayokunu, Mel for short. I'll be your host for the day. Each week, we'll have conversations and issues that concern us believers at the workplace. We'll share insights on how to navigate your career journey as a believer. I want to remind you that you are not alone. So sit back and enjoy the ride. Hi guys, happy new year. Welcome to the Career Christian Podcast. It's your host Mel. If you're listening to us for the first time, I say welcome. You are at the right place at the right time, listening to the right podcast from the right person. And if you're with us in previous episodes, y'all the real MVPs. Thank you so much for coming back. So it's a new year, it's a solid year, a year where we'll stand firm in the faith and do great things for God. It's a year of answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, how are we all doing? How are we doing? I hope the year is off to a good start. Many people have gone back to work and it just feels like they've been out of that zone for a long time. Many people just didn't feel like going back, especially those who have to, you know, commute to work every day. The Goshers, I pray that you are strengthened in Jesus' name. I can totally relate. It's actually justifiable if you actually wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my god, not again. But then you're strengthened. Everyone that finds themselves go through so much stress just to put food on the table, the strength of the Lord is upon you, and I assure you, things can only get better. So maybe 2022 didn't end on a good note for you at your workplace. You probably didn't meet 50% of your target. Maybe your annual appraisal was just the old situation and you didn't walk out of that panel in your best mood. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of that in 2022. But then this is a new year. Even though nothing is actually new, you know, I just had to like pop it out. Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 actually stated that generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning to its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. See, so 2023 is just another time in our lives like every others. But we thank God for the grace to count our days, and that's how we are able to measure our progress and where we're lacking at. Now, the subject of conversation for today is, you are in a good place to start again. I don't really care how it was so difficult for you in 2022. Obviously, I care. I don't really care if you were lackadaisical with your job in 2022. I care. If I don't care, I won't be doing this. But trust me on this one. You are in the right place to start again. You can be better if you put in the work. You can be much more if only you just take the extra step to be intentional about your progress. But if you strongly feel you are not where you should be as regards your job, then I think this is a cue for you to take a walk and find where your passion lies or what you really are interested in. But first, I need you to take all that pressure off your mind or your shoulders. Breathe. Maybe you only have to go off social media for a month or more just so you can take things slowly, one step at a time. Breathe. No one is chasing you. No one is competing with you. You are your competition. So why are you running? Why are you letting the pressures of life overwhelm you? one step at a time, my dear. Maybe that's all you need to be an expert in that one thing. Last year wasn't good. This is a good time to start again. Fail again, rise again, push again, and don't stop. Maybe all you need is to replace that journal, because it works for me a lot, because there's always a fresh page to start again, writing my plans, writing everything that I want. Imbibe the culture of making a to-do list. Set structures for accountability, such as alarms, reminders, etc. Get your productivity tools right in the new year. Trust me, there's a reason they are called productivity tools. Also, normalize using existing templates. I mean, it's the new year once again. Stop wasting time trying to create something new. Seek to improve on existing ones. Use templates. It makes your work easier, faster, and you leave out nothing or close to nothing. It puts your work in order and it guides and gives you insights. Also, write a lot. Like I said, it works for me a lot, and it probably might be a solution to your problem. Like I said, it's just that maybe it's just to replace that journal. Write a lot. It helps you articulate your thoughts and put your work in order. You can always go back to your journal because the case will always arise. You're not a robot that doesn't forget things, you know. So don't joke with timely meals in this new year. No matter how little, get something to eat. Even if it's just a sandwich and tea, eat. At your lunch break, it's your choice to remain glued to your screen, but just make sure you're scooping that food into your mouth, okay? A Yoruba adage says, and I quote in English translation, when the belly is empty, one is uninterested in everything else. Except you're fasting, no, but have you noticed that someone who has had something to eat is happy? So eat, my dear. I should have said this first, but oh well. Okay, so the thing is, be punctual. If you want to start again, if you want to set a very good foundation for the year at your workplace, be punctual. Nothing beats being early to work. Remote or on-site, when your desk is set at the right time, it incites a more productive day, I can assure you. I'd paint a remote scenario. You wake up early, your hygiene is in place, you've had breakfast, your to-do list is ready, you're already looking good and ready for those stand-up calls, video meetings, or whatever you call it at your office. You're right on time and nothing catches you in a rush. See, you have a longer day because you get to do all your tasks at the right time. Compared to waking up late, meetings start to catch up with you in the wrong place, an urgent report that you can't focus on because you're seriously hungry. You become so grumpy, you start transferring the aggression on clients and your colleagues. That doesn't look good at all. So I want to paint an on-site scenario as well. Let's say work starts at 9 a.m. You get to work at 8. Your desk is set. You've gone through your work for yesterday and you've measured your progress regarding maybe that particular task or something. You've had breakfast. Your to-do list is set. You're just on point. No rush. Compared to getting to work at 9 a.m. or 9:30, when works actually start at 9, you'd run to write attendance or register attendance or something, rush to clean your desk, your boss probably notices you're late, you start dropping things, you become so clumsy, your to-do list isn't ready, clients meet you unprepared, and so much more. That is also not good. So if you mean to start your year well, fix this areas and you'd be better for it. If you were serious in the past year and you're ready to do better, let your boss see it. Let everyone know you're back to work. They would appreciate the effort you're putting in because obviously you're only making their work easier. So boys and girls, men and women, brothers and sisters in the faith, it's not too early or too late to do better. If you have resolution for the year, the only way to achieve it is for it to always be in your face. You want to be grounded in that industry, yeah? So listen to podcasts, check the latest, watch videos, stalk your mentors, or the big wigs in that industry. Stay up to date. Let it always be in your face. And trust me, unconsciously, it becomes a part of you. Now, not that you want to be an expert in management consulting and all you do is spend so much time on movies, music videos, checking the latest music, reading novels. Trust me, I'm not saying you should discard your hobbies, yeah, but do things at the right time in this new year. If you didn't listen to, or if you don't want to take accept anything else I've said throughout in this podcast, I need you to hold on to one thing and run with it this year. Trust God and don't lean on your understanding. The effort you put into trying to make things work, apply that same effort into praying to God to lead you. Okay, maybe we can do it this way. Let's make it 50-50. 50% God, 50% your intentionality. Trust God. If possible, trust God blindly. Put all your eggs in his basket. The more time you spend in a place of prayer, the more you receive instructions, the more you're led in the right path. I've experienced it a number of times. I'd pray about certain things consistently, and they become so easy for me when I start to put in the work. I said this in my episode on dealing with imposter syndrome. I mean, it works. God answers prayers. In fact, the fact that you have tried something for countless times, and you're still not getting it, is a cue to find your way to God and ask for help. Trust in the Lord this season. Trust in God. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." Matthew chapter 21 verse 22 says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." So this is that time. If you've never done this before, this is that time to start. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your intelligence. You can try your best. You can only do whatever you can, but it's God who makes things happen. Remember, as a believer, you should know better, right? Now, we've come to the end of this episode, and I would really want to lay emphasis on the fact that you are in a good place to start again. You are in a good place to start again. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for staying with us. Thank you so much for staying with us. As much as I had a great time doing this, I was instructed as well. Thank you so much once again, and I really hope that you guys have learned something today. I hope that there is something that speaks to you, either as a reminder or a guide or an instruction. So, guys, do not forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Also, follow us on Instagram at The Career Christian Podcast. That's our most active social media platform. So that's our most active social media platform. Thank you once again for staying with us. As always, like I always say, do not assume a brother or sister has it all together. You just never can tell who you would be helping if you share to someone. Share on your respective social media timelines or stories, and you see, you're helping someone in that way. This is the new year. I think you should actually cultivate that habit of sharing things that bless you to other people. So, once again, thank you so much for staying till the end. I'll see you in the next episode. have an amazing new year. Thank you.